This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions under fire for his newly disclosed contacts with the Russian ambassador during the 2016 election. Yesterday, Sessions announced he will not participate in any investigations into Russian meddling in the election or the Trump campaign's relationships with Russian agents. And the revelations have led to more calls for a special prosecutor. Some Democrats are calling for Sessions to resign. They say the statements he made during his confirmation hearing amounts to having no saying that he had no communication with a Russian amounts to lying under oath. Meanwhile, the president delivered his first speech to Congress, and some say it is the most presidential address to date. And Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina defends his actions after being accused of working with the White House to quash stories about ties to Russia. With me to break it all down is the political junkie Ken Rudin. Hello, Ken.
Another week of nothing to talk about, Frank.
What a quiet week on Capitol Hill. Jeff Sessions recuses himself. Look, the new revelations about the fact that he did, even though he told his confirmation hearings he did not have contact with any Russians, he did. That comes out. But tell me about this, because really there were questions about whether he, as Attorney General, could investigate ties to the Russians because of his, whether he was fit to do that just because of his relationship with the campaign. He was indeed a surrogate, right?
Well, not only was he a surrogate, he was the first senator to back Donald Trump's campaign. He represented Trump throughout the whole campaign as a national security and foreign affairs expert, although it's interesting that he was named attorney general, not something in foreign affairs. But anyway, I mean, this guy represented the Trump administration, the Trump campaign. So it's interesting when they asked him during the during the confirmation hearings, and they asked him if he met with Russians, and he said, "No, I didn't." And of course, apparently, what he thought he was being asked was whether they were talking about the campaign with the Russians. And of course, he said he didn't talk to the campaign with the Russians. But I mean, the fact is that he did talk to the Russians.
He did. And just to be clear, I mean, I know that he has tried to, you know, kind of stuck his toe in the ground and gave us a little aw shucks, but actually here's what happened.
If there is any evidence that anyone affiliated with the Trump campaign communicated with the Russian government in the course of this campaign, what will you do?
Senator Franken, I'm not aware of any of those activities. I have been called a surrogate at a time or two in that campaign, and I did not have communications with the Russians, and I'm unable to comment on it.
Jeff Sessions talking to Al Franken during his confirmation hearings. He said
I didn't have conversations with the Russians. He said that.
But he did.
Yes, he did.
So there we go. But anyway, so that's the next question, whether or not he should resign. And of course, pressure is building for that. But he did recuse himself. He's out of the loop. But what does that mean for the executive branch going forward? I mean, obviously, his subordinate can't then take over the investigation. That's kind of the same thing, isn't it?
Well, that's exactly right. Right now, there's a temporary deputy attorney general. He was named after the first one was fired during the immigration laws controversy, and there will be a new one confirmed soon. But again, no matter who it is, a deputy attorney general reports to Jeff Sessions, so you can't do that. So, and of course, you can't have a special prosecutor because that law expired in 1999, and Congress has never renewed it. So for now, at least, it looks like everything has to be in the hands of the Senate Intelligence Committee, and there's a problem there as well with Richard Burr's activities.
Tell us about that. Richard Burr, Republican from North Carolina, chair of the Intelligence Committee, who is set to take on the investigation now. But there's a problem there, as you said.
I mean, the Washington Post reported that he met with the Trump administration last, and this is before the Jeff Sessions stuff came out, but he met with the White House about Russia. The White House assured him there's no connection, no relationship between Trump officials and Russian officials. And so then Burr, the chairman of the Intelligence Committee, the person who's going to be investigating this, comes out and tells reporters, well, there's no link between the Trump folks and the Moscow folks because the White House told me so. And that's driving Democrats nuts. Mark Warner, who's the ranking Democrat on the Intelligence Committee, said he's really concerned about that. And other Democrats are saying that how can, I mean, this is not, obviously, both parties are involved in this, But Burr is the chairman of the committee, and how can he be fair and impartial if he's already gotten marching orders, apparently, from the White House saying there's no connection? So Democrats are already crying foul before this process even begins.
This is an important investigation, is it not? Because there was a moment in which Burr said, you know, there's, as you said, there's no reason to even go forward with an investigation. But there are national security questions here that are involved. I mean, if we think about how many people remember the investigation that conducted when Republicans were in charge of the Senate, Bill Clinton and his nefarious ties with the Chinese, who purportedly supported his reelection in 1996. The reason we don't remember that that investigation is because it died pretty quickly, right? But that was one in which it rose, and they investigated long and hard before finally the public said, "Please stop," and they did, right?
Well, that's true, but a lot of investigations, those are the ones that failed. I mean, there were some that are many that also succeeded. You think of Watergate, but it's interesting. When you think of the Chinese connection and you think of what happened at Watergate, then it was a White House of one party and a congressional leadership of another party. Here you have total control of the Republicans, both the executive and the legislative branch, and that's why a lot of people are calling for some kind of an independent counsel or a special counsel and changing the law, because right now, if you have Republicans investigating a Republican president, you could have very well have a result where Richard Burr. Now, I'm not questioning Burr's integrity. I think he's known for his integrity, but there are questions, especially when he made those contact with the White House and came out with a story that obviously turned out to be not true.
And this is going to speak directly to the credibility of the White House going forward, whether or not this is investigated and finally put to rest through an investigation that has credible people running it. And what's interesting, and I want to ask you, given your read on Capitol Hill at the moment, for a while there was only one Republican who was calling for an independent investigator, and that was North Carolina's own Walter Jones, a Republican known for his independence. And here's what he told Jeff Tabiri when he talked with him earlier in the week.
It needs to be looked at by independent individuals, you know, Democrats or Republicans. They need not to be on that commission. We do not need to have foreign governments, whether it be a Republican or a Democrat, trying to influence policy and outcomes.
As Republican Walter Jones, congressman from North Carolina, the only Republican who had signed on to what was then just a Democratic call for an independent prosecutor, any sense that the appetite among Republicans is changing now?
It's definitely growing. It's definitely growing. You know, I keep thinking, I was listening the other day, and I think we played it on your show 2 weeks ago, when Michael Flynn was at the Republican convention in Cleveland over the summer, and he was leading a lock her up chant about Hillary Clinton, about her apparent things which she may have done illegally or not, but still lock her up. And what we're learning now about Michael Flynn and Jeff Sessions, not so much they met with the Russians, but what they I hate to use a euphemism here, but they weren't completely honest with congressional investigators or during their confirmation hearings. Of course, Flynn didn't need to be confirmed, but the questions were asked and they did not tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So there are a lot of things, and the thought of Russia getting involved in the campaign, trying to influence the campaign, why the entire Congress isn't up in arms on that. But of course, you know, they're, for the most part, they like Jeff Sessions. They want the Republicans want the Trump administration to succeed. But you're having people like Rob Portman and Susan Collins and John McCain and Lindsey Graham saying these are things that need to be investigated. And if we find out that the Intelligence Committee won't do the job in the House or the Senate, or even McCain's Armed Services Committee won't do the job, I suspect there'll be more and more Republicans calling for some kind of an independent entity to look into this.
Well, and the question arises, what does the American public think? And if this rises to the level of national security, you've got a guy in President Trump who is talking about building a wall on our southern border, who is saying that people of one religion, Islam, are a national threat, a threat to our national security, and those from seven countries pose a particular threat. So all of this outside threat, with the possibility that the greatest threat to our national security is in the White House, and we've elected the Manchurian candidate. Do the American people weigh in on this?
That's my favorite movie of all time, Frank.
Great film. Great film, and now playing at a White House near you. I mean, so I'm saying, you know, any sense that the American public will see it that way, even Trump supporters, because eventually Nixon supporters, people who voted for him, said, oh, no, this is too much. We get it now.
Exactly, and it was the Republicans, like Barry Goldwater, Hugh Scott, Bob Griffin, other Republicans who went to Nixon and said, look, your position is completely untenable. Donald Trump is in office for only 5 weeks. It's not like 6 years with Richard Nixon. So there's a long way to go before the end is near. But again, there are more and more questions. And, you know, everybody talked about Trump's presidential tone during Tuesday night's address to Congress and how there's a new Donald Trump. But of course, once the Sessions thing came out, he said, well, it's the Democrats, the losing Democrats, who were just, you know, really upset, and they're trying to get back and have this witch hunt. So much for the presidential Donald Trump. But the question is, more and more Republicans, forget about what the Democrats do, forget about these protests around the country, forget about the not my president Democrats. It's the Republicans who, once they realize that the folks back home are saying something is wrong here, especially with Russia, that's when things could change.
All right. Ken Rudin, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Frank, you're just riling me up, and now what are you going to do now?
It doesn't take. Hey, I've got 30 seconds, actually. Mike Pence from our hypocrisy department. Turns out he had his own little private email thing going on as governor, even though he excoriated Hillary Clinton for doing the same thing. And now we learn that he had the same thing when he was governor of Indiana. How about that?
It's not exactly the same, but still, there's a lot of things that all the Republicans were yelling about Hillary Clinton, why she should go to jail, and here we have all these Republicans doing similar things, and they'll face consequences because there's nothing worse than hypocrisy in the minds of the American people.
Ken Rudin is the political junkie. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Frank.
Find out more about Ken at our website, stateofthings.org. Just ahead, the stories of immigrants who moved to Mexico after spending much of their lives in the United States. They call themselves the Other Dreamers, and we'll hear their stories on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.